Come just as we are today, hungry for truth, longing for grace. As your word goes forth in love and light, meet us here, Lord, change our lives. Let every heart be open wide, let heaven's voice be heard inside. Breathe on us, Lord, by your spirit, let faith arise.
Hi family. Welcome to another inspiring moment on Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you're listening today. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, take a moment to settle your heart and listen closely. Today, I want to remind you of something simple but powerful. God will give you strength for the journey. Our topic today is strength for the journey. Our Bible text is from Isaiah chapter 40 verse 29 to 31, which says, He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might he increases strength. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Wilma Rudolph was born prematurely in 1940 and, as a child, battled serious illnesses, including polio. The disease left her left leg weakened, and for years she wore a metal brace. Her doctors told her she might never walk normally again. But her mother refused to accept that as the end of her story. Wilma received treatment and physical therapy, while members of her family helped massage her leg regularly. Eventually, she began walking without the brace. Then she started running. At 16, she competed in the 1956 Olympics and won a bronze medal. For years later, at the 1960 Olympics in Rome, she won 3 gold medals, becoming the first American woman to win 3 gold medals at a single Olympic Games. Think about that for a moment. The girl who had once struggled simply to walk eventually became one of the fastest women in the world. Her journey reminds us that where you're today does not necessarily determine where you will end up. And that is important because sometimes, when we look at our present circumstances, we forget that we are still on the journey. Maybe you are tired. Maybe you have prayed about something for a long time and you're wondering when things will change. Maybe you are carrying responsibilities that nobody else sees. You're showing up every day, going to work, taking care of your family, pursuing a dream, building something, serving God, and quietly asking yourself, "How much longer can I keep doing this?" I don't know what you are passing through today, but I came to remind you, you don't have to manufacture strength that God has promised to supply. Isaiah says, He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might he increases strength. Notice that God doesn't only strengthen people who already have everything together. He gives strength to the weak. That means your weakness is not a reason to give up. It can become the very place where you experience God's strength. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9, My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Sometimes God doesn't immediately remove the journey. Instead, he gives you strength to keep walking through it. David had to face Goliath. Joseph had to endure the prison before the palace. Abraham had to wait for the promise. And Jesus himself endured the cross before the resurrection. Your difficult season is not necessarily the end of your story. God is still working while you are walking. And here's another thing. Don't despise small progress. You may not be running yet. Maybe today all you can do is walk. That's okay. Isaiah says, They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There are seasons for running, and there are seasons for walking. The important thing is that you don't stop moving with God. So today, don't measure your life only by how far you still have to go. Look at how far God has already brought you. You survived things you once thought would break you. You overcame days you thought you couldn't get through. You are still here. And if God has brought you this far, He will give you grace for the next step. I declare over your life today, you will not collapse under the weight of your assignment in Jesus' name. God is renewing your strength. Where you have been weary, may fresh strength arise. Where you have felt discouraged, may hope rise again. Where you have considered giving up, may God give you fresh courage to continue in Jesus' name. You will not faint. You will not lose your faith. You will not abandon your purpose. And you will not finish this journey empty. The Lord will sustain you, guide you, and bring you into everything He has prepared for you. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment today and ask yourself, where have I been relying only on my own strength instead of depending on God? And then ask, what is the next step God is asking me to take? Not the next 10 steps, just the next one. Action steps for the day. Today, take that next step. Make the call. Start the work. Return to the prayer. Open the Bible. Apply for the opportunity. Have the difficult conversation, or simply get up and try again. Whatever your next step is, take it with God. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day together. Wherever you are, I want you to say this with me. I am strengthened by the Lord. I will not faint. I will not give up. God gives me grace for every step. I have strength for today and hope for tomorrow. I will keep moving forward and I will finish well. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. We appreciate you for every person listening today. Wherever they are on their journey, give them fresh strength. Strengthen the weary heart. Encourage the discouraged. Give wisdom to those who don't know what to do next. And remind every listener that they are not walking alone. Let your grace carry them through today. May their steps be ordered by you, their hearts filled with peace, and their faith renewed. We commit this day into your hands. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me on Winning Every Day. Remember, you don't need strength for the whole journey today. You only need God's grace for the next step. And if this message encouraged you, don't keep it to yourself. Share this episode with someone who may need strength for their journey today. Until next time, keep trusting God, keep moving forward, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like she'd be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.